Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now, welcome back. The pair in studio have had quite a tough night, let's say. Last night on Dancing with the Stars, Michael Fry and the pro dancer Kylie Vincent. They received the lowest combined total from the judges' scores. Boo, those judges. And the public vote, and it all combined to make them the earliest ever elimination from the show. I hate even saying it.
Yeah.
But Michael Fry, thank you for returning to us.
No worries. Yeah, it's nice to see
so
Oliver. It's been a while, obviously.
Soon, we were chatting on Friday.
72 hours, I would say.
We were here, Kylie, on Friday. He was going off to meet you too, and he was.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be there for weeks.
So did I.
I was praising him and the work he had done, the fancy footwork and this really hard dance.
Yeah, he was fabulous. Honestly, I was shocked last night. It has to happen. I know it happens every year because he had so much to give. He did.
Michael, how are you?
I'm fine. I think it's the funniest thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. As in, like, I now hold the record for the earliest ever exit on Dancing with the Stars. And I was on here 3 days ago begging for votes. Oh, it didn't work.
Oh my goodness.
It didn't work.
There's
all
no power in this show.
No, none whatsoever. I know where
we're
not
gone.
To go.
We're gone. Luckily, failure is good for comedy.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's my friends were like, you can get a whole Edinburgh Fringe show out of this. And I'm like, yeah, this is hilarious. I love it so much. But like, look, you're part of a television show, right?
Yeah.
And on the television show, someone has to go home first. And when you sign up, you are open to the possibility that it could be you. And like, yeah, look, I did my best. I'm not ashamed of anything I've done. I'm pretty happy with it. I think my first dance in particular was great, and that's something I can look back on and say,
yeah,
I did that, and I surprised people and I surprised myself by it. So like, yeah, I've had a great experience. And even, you know, when we found out it was me, I think Kylie's a bit more upset than I was, like, because I was kind of just like,
oh, I was gutted because I see so much potential.
Yeah.
And it was just so short to be able to get that out of Michael and for everyone else to see it. So it was just
that's
so
why
upsetting.
The headlines today are, you know, surprise, shock, elimination.
Yes.
Because by no means were you down even in the scores last night.
No.
I think if you combine the two scores, I'm still like seventh or sixth on the table. So like, I mean, yeah, but what can you do? Like,
I hope you're not going to have a bit of a breakdown after all the laughing at this.
No. I think it's great. Like, I don't know. Everyone was so nice about it as well. Like, as in, I was saying to you on Friday. I'm sure your listeners will remember because it wasn't that long ago. that like, there wasn't really that kind of competition element in it. I'm just really happy for everyone that they've continued. And I think it's so hard for some of the other ones, in particular, say Jordan or Amber, or people who don't work in front of crowds regularly. Like, in fairness, I'm a stand-up comedian. I sing in front of crowds and I do a little bit of dancing in front of crowds and stuff like that. So it's kind of within my wheelhouse already. It was hard, but it wasn't as hard as somebody who has a full-time job and is then, you know, or someone like Stephanie who's on Fair City and has three kids and is somehow still, you know, dancing, or Brian who's had cancer and had to relearn how to walk and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What I did, like, it wasn't as much of a challenge for me as it was for some of the others. So I do feel a bit relieved that it was me instead of one of them who's put in loads of work
into
something that's really difficult. Yeah.
He's taking this very well.
I was told
it would read well
if I was gracious about my loss. So. But I do genuinely mean all that. Yeah.
Because I've seen a couple of people eliminated over the years and they don't take it as well as you do, particularly at this stage. And you've seen this as well, Kylie. This is a good reaction.
Yeah, this is a very good reaction. Even last night, I was like, Michael, why do you have a smile on your face? What's going on? And do you want to get rid of me this fast? I don't know
what's going on. Time of his life.
I'd hope so.
I genuinely have. I have, absolutely. Like, it's been so much fun. And it's been so much fun working with Kylie and learning a new skill. And like, yeah, in the same way that if I did a course in improv or clowning or whatever, I'm not doing that to be an improv comedian or a clown. I'm not doing this to be a pro dancer because it's impossible. Now we've seen the results. But I'm kind of like, it's helpful towards your career. That's the whole point. I learned a new skill, you know?
Kylie, it's hard on you because you only returned to the show after your happy news.
Yes. So my year back, I've had a whole year break and I was like, got into the studio. I was like, Michael, here we go. Like, yeah, I've got lots of energy to give. So yes, it's sad, but I get to go back every weekend. I get to be a part of the pros. So I'm still excited to be a part of the show, and I'm just excited to see what everyone brings.
Were you happy with the score? 23 points?
I mean, for Samba, Samba is extremely hard, especially for the male. And then we got 7 from OT.
From OT,
the Samba queen. So
it's so weird that we're here this morning.
It is weird. It's a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But you get to go home with a 7.
Exactly.
OT.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually quite love the drama of being a shock exit. I think that's kind of the best thing that could have happened.
You are loving it, Michael.
Having not flopped, no one can say you're a bad dancer.
Exactly. It's just my terrible personality. The public just didn't like me.
You just need more time to build up the 30 years of fame that Niamh Kavanagh brings.
I just need to win the Eurovision, you know. So,
or the Traitor, which only takes a month to build up that.
Yeah, I think we could do that. I think if I get my application in, I'm sure they'll accept a late one from me. Like,
I think that's done. I think that's done. You totally enjoy the experience. Are you actually going to do a show on this? By the way,
absolutely. It's going to be in the comedy. Yeah. I think if we're going for a show title, it's Hold Me Closer, Friday Dancer. If we're doing that. I'll work on that anyway.
So you kind of got a nice atmosphere with all your fellow contestants last night. A bit of a party, I presume?
Ish. I went out with Tolly McKay and some of the other pros. And Tolly was like, we're going to a salsa club. And I was like, great, okay. I never wanted to dance again, but here we are. But like, we only know certain dances. So Kylie has taught me the choreography to a very specific set of dances of quick step and samba, not salsa. So I had all these pros like salsaing around me. Me and Tolly were kind of just like gyrating in the corner, being like, I'm not going to go out there because I'll embarrass myself. So, but yeah, no, I had a couple of drinks because I was off the drink and I thought I'd be off the drink till March.
But first, okay.
Yeah, but now I'm back on it, obviously. So, but yeah.
Sometimes heightens whatever emotion you have. So hopefully you didn't end up too sad staring.
No, I felt great. Like, I had a great time last night, yeah.
And I got home safely and well?
Yeah, despite a little detour we took. So we broke down in the poor tunnel on the way home. So it was me, Tolu, my housemate, Tolu's boyfriend, and the poor taxi driver, who was very nice, but like obviously very frustrated that his car wasn't working. So I was just dying laughing. I just thought it was the funniest thing. I was like, I've been the earliest eliminated in the show's history, and now I'm going to die in the poor tunnel. I just think, comedy gold.
You're stranded in the poor tunnel in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night, yeah. So
that is, yeah. So that's the second act of that comedy thing, Tom.
Yeah. Listen.
With Tolly McKay.
Yeah, with Tolly McKay. Featuring Tolly McKay, yeah.
It was some kind of clutch problem. So
it was a clutch problem, yeah. We could smell it.
We're not metaphorically talking about the dancing here, Kylie. This is literally.
I did have a clutch problem, though, in the beginning.
No, you didn't.
The hand on the back has to be, you can't splay your fingers. You have to go.
Oh, is that a rule?
That is a rule. And they'll look for that.
Lots of rules.
Yeah.
There are so many rules.
Too many.
But you did everyone proud in your life. Were your family there last night, by the way? I know they were there last week.
No, I brought some of my friends last night. So, I picked people that I was like, right, if I'm bawling crying, can I go to those people? But I wasn't bawling crying. They're all just like, you're taking this very well, actually. So I was like, yeah, it's fine.
You know? Were worried on Friday, weren't you?
I was very worried on Friday. Yeah. I think I kind of, yeah, because what we had Samba. Samba's really difficult. And I think that the dance was very fast. And I also had a prop. So I had a handkerchief that I was supposed to swish around. I think Brian said it looked like I was swatting flies. And like watching it back, he was totally right. And I also dropped it on the ground. And I think that clip is just so funny because I was like, I'm going all in and I'm going to shake my ass and look really sexy. And then suddenly I was like, where's the handkerchief? And had to just like bend over and pick it up. It was just.
And obviously, you were subliminally thinking to yourself, I'll bring a hanky in case I cry at the end.
Yeah.
Well, all the signs were there.
So, yeah.
Not to mention that hideous Ed Sheeran song.
If I ever hear that song again, it'll be too soon. I think that's
actually here. I'm not going to do that to you.
Please don't. I think the opening note
looks really sad.
Oh
now.
My! I think the first week we did that, and the opening note was playing, and I was like just getting shivers, and I was like, Kylie, can we do the bit after the?
Yeah, you literally
please?
Say, can you please fast forward? Can we just start from somewhere else?
Never again. Hankies and Ed Sheeran, they're just
No, thank you. Yeah.
Maybe that's the title of the show.
Hankies and Ed Sheeran, yeah, we could do that. I'd love to recreate the opening of the dance. I could do my little samba walk.
Ooh.
I think you could totally do that.
Yeah.
I'd go to see
Brawls,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if it's bad, that's the point.
This is a good thing. See, the comedian going out first, this is a good thing.
Yeah. I've been actively
nobody else can use it.
No, exactly. Yeah, nobody else. Yeah. I've been actively mining material this entire time. So, I mean, that's, yeah, I got what I wanted, if nothing else.
Kylie, you didn't go out last night, presumably because you have a newborn at home.
Yes, I didn't go out, went back home. My mum has been over, so she leaves today. So we have to say bye to her.
Ah.
Yeah, my dad's over looking after Lando throughout this whole time. So we've been very lucky to have him because they've come from South Africa.
Of course.
All the way, yes.
Beautiful accent.
All the way to look after little Lando so mommy can go back to work.
And some of the family still involved, of course, in the competitive stage. I know you'll
yes.
be involved anyway.
Yeah, but, yeah. Stephen and Niamh. Yeah. They did really well last night. Niamh really pulled it out.
Knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
I mean, because I did Quickstep last week and I saw her do it this week and she was unbelievable. And it's such a classic, like, fun routine. And I'm really delighted for Stephen and Niamh because we were Team Vincent the whole way along.
Little Team Vincent.
The
Vincent.
We didn't last long enough for the hashtag to take off, but, like, yeah.
Oh, no. Aww. We've lost so much. were you kind of having a, you know, yourself and Stephen being together?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that kind of competitive thing going on as well? Who's going to be going
we
in first?
We do. And do you know what? Dare I say it? Throughout all the years, we've had this little competition and I've always made it further than Stephen. There was one year where, I think it was COVID year, where Stephen made the final with Ellen. Mm. And we were like, oh, we'll just let the competition keep going this year. And yeah, I was really rooting for
us. So this is the first time. It's the first time Michael Fry ruined your
ruined
streak.
Her marriage.
No,
yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Lando's a great name. Are you big F1 fans?
Do you know what? We are. But the name, actually, we didn't kind of piece that together. My father-in-law said, oh, Lando's a lovely name. We're like, absolutely gorgeous. Lando Marcus Vincent, we'll go with that. And then we realised, oh, we keep talking about Formula One 2, that kind of everyone must think we named it after Lando.
Yeah.
We didn't, but yeah, we love the name.
It was occurring separately in your head.
Yes, yeah.
And
somehow.
You're South Africa. He's from where? He's
from Manchester, UK.
He's from Manchester, yeah. But you end up living in County Down.
Yes. So we absolutely fell in love with Ireland while we were doing Dancing with the Stars and we decided that's where we want to stay. So moving up north was the easiest way for us. And we found our lovely home in the countryside.
That lovely village, Strangford.
Yes, we, Strangford, Lisbane area. So nice and quiet and
lovely.
Peaceful. It reminds me a little bit of South Africa because we
Does
have
it?
That space. Yes, oh, the space yeah. and the fresh air was something we really needed when I said, well, yes, we're moving, but I need that space and the quiet and the fresh air. And we've just got a lovely community.
You must be so flat out. You're coming up from Strangford, up and down.
Do you know what? We're very blessed. The company look after us so well. They put us up here in Dublin. So we're extra
Amazing.
Close. 2 minutes walk for me to work. So I get to go home to baby really quickly
that
too.
That makes a lot of sense. Michael, you will be back to dance in the finale, I presume, mm-hmm. when everyone comes back. To
I
do
will,
the
absolutely.
Big hoolie.
Yeah, and I'm going to be amazing. I've got weeks and weeks and weeks to train for that now. So
you almost have to bring the hanky and drop it again.
Oh. Just
absolutely.
As a nod to your...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the entire time as well, I've been threatening to fall down the stairs and I think I have my chance.
Please don't.
I'm going to go out with a bang.
So you've got a couple of weeks to train. How
to train
safely
to fall down.
Fall.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to go, we're going to stunt show. The fact that it's reality television and your first time of doing that, does it tickle your fancy now to do something similar?
Yeah, I was kind of exhilarated by the whole elimination process. I mean,
yeah.
when we were rehearsing it, they have that kind of intense music where they eliminate someone where it's like, dun, dun, and I was kind of like grooving along to it. I was like, oh no, this is serious, you know? So, no, it was kind of, because I grew up watching reality TV. I watched Big Brother and I watched The X Factor and Dancing on Ice and Strictly and all those sort of things. So to be part of it was really cool. And I got to experience the whole gambit of it.
Okay.
Like, if I won, I wouldn't have experienced being eliminated first. So
it would become stressful
Michael.
Then.
It would be stressful then, exactly. Yeah. So it's quite nice that I got a full experience in terms of, like, I got ballroom and Latin as well. And I got two quite challenging ones. So it wasn't like I wasn't bored at any point. It was like I got a full experience. I know people are like, oh, it's the earliest ever exit or, you know, that kind of thing. But it was two
it's
weeks.
It's just you saying
was,
that, by the way.
It's just me saying, well, someone said it to me last night and I'm kind of just still sore from it. But it's, you know, I got the full thing, you know. I was gutted that we couldn't go to week three because I was really looking forward to our
to the movie.
Dance routine, the movie week. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, because you had it all planned.
Yeah, well,
yes,
we, yeah.
Planned.
It was all planned.
What was it going to be, movie?
Are we allowed to say?
It's never going to happen now.
So. Yeah.
Top hats, cheek to cheek. So it's going to be a real classic.
Yeah.
We're going to see a different side of Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I would have smashed that had I survived Samba. So
absolutely.
You will never know, public.
They get what they deserve.
Like you've lost.
Michael Fry, Kylie Vincent, thank you so much. Dancing with the Stars and catch up on the RTÉ Player. And of course, it's back next Sunday evening on RTÉ One. Thanks a million.
Thank you. Hi.